The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the Minbar you're listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
But what are those secret ingredients for me, what I do? As a Shia today, as a follower of Imam Hussein today, as a lover of Imam Hussein today, as an Azadar of Imam Hussein today, what do I do? If I'm doing something that's good, if I'm doing something for Allah, I notice that some people do something, it lasts very long. Others, it doesn't last too long. Now, of course, there might be other reasons as well for some things to die out every now and then. Sometimes it's for the best, actually, so that something better comes out of it. Okay? Can't always cling on to things just because they've been happening like that for the past maybe 50, 100 years. Say, this is how it always has to be. No, sometimes something better will come out of it. More refined will come out of it. But why is it that lots of times we see that one person does something, it lasts. Another one does it, it doesn't last. There's a few things that I want to mention here when you find with the movement of Imam Hussein that inshallah we can get a little bit of that and sprinkle it on what we do in our lives. And if Allah wants and wishes, what we have done lasts. And if it lasts, we get more sawab for what we've done. Even if we leave this dunya, inshallah, you know. I'll give you an example, like Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi. Yes, do we know who he is? Do we know who he is? Sheikh Abbas Qummi. Do we know Mafatihul Janan is? Yeah, everyone's nodding, yeah? But if I say, do we know who Sheikh al-Tusi is? Do we know what Misbahul Mutahajjid is? Do I know what Tahdhib al-Ahkam is? No one knows. Although Sheikh al-Tusi is maybe one of the founding fathers, in a way, of Shi'ism today. No one knows him. But everyone's heard of Sheikh Abbas Qummi. What's going on here? Now, of course, he's in the past 100 years, Sheikh Abbas Qummi. But what I'm trying to highlight here is this, okay? And this is not to discredit Sheikh al-Tusi. But look, we all know Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi. Why? Because of his famous book of Mafatih. You will have a Quran in every Shia household, and you will have a Mafatih, right? He says, when I wrote this book, I was like, man, this is one of those things that's not going to catch on at all. Like, it's never going to work. I can tell this right from the get-go. You know, you hate it when you do something big, and then you're like looking at it, like, this ain't going to work. I know it. So Sheikh Abbas Qummi, he's like, this ain't going to work. And he had written other books. And he said, these were the ones I was sure were going to make it. Who's heard of his other works? I don't know about you guys. I always thought he only had one book. But he has other books too. No one's heard of. Yeah? But everyone's heard of Mafatih. But he didn't even think this was going to make it. And so you look, you see traces of ikhlas in there. Things that he's done. I just remembered now, actually, that I remember reading that he had said that he had put off the printing of Mafatih for a year. Some of you might have heard this from me before. He put it off for a year. Think about it. You've written something up. It's like 900 pages, for God's sake, you know? You've done all that work. It's ready for print. And then you say, no, let's wait a year. Who knows? You might die in a year. Who knows? It might get lost. The manuscript that you've written up is going to get lost. I don't know. Like, 1 year I have to wait. We have to wait. Okay, fine. If that's what your wish is. Why though? Tell us why you want to wait. You know what his answer was? Subhanallah. You know, I'm embarrassed to say this up here because, you know, we preach all the time. How much do we live up to what we preach? But look at what he says. He says, this is a book of dua for throughout the year. Observances throughout the year. Correct? I don't want to be an alim that doesn't act upon what he teaches and preaches. If I'm telling people that, hey, here's 900 pages, because this is how thick the book is, by the way. Here's 900 pages of du'as from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Imams alayhi wasallam. I'm not going to tell people that they can do this while I haven't done it first. So he spends 1 year performing all of what he has prescribed in there. Then it's okay to go for print. these things, brothers and sisters, who knows about these things? Allah knows about these things. And so Allah gives a barakah where He won't give anywhere else. Who cares where the money is? Who cares where the spotlight and the fame and glory is? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah is in a barren desert by the name of Karbala, His satisfaction is there, then the barakah is going to be there. If it's going to be where Hajar is going back and forth, that's where it's going to get the barakah is going to come. Until today, we see the barakah. All right. So we want to talk about this. What are those, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10, depending on how you categorize them. What are those things? Number one, Allah's will itself. The irada of Allah itself. Number one. If Allah has willed something, if Allah has willed Karbala and Ashura to take place, then there must be some good reason for it. If Imam Hussein steps up and lives up to the will of Allah, the command of Allah, then you can be sure wonders will happen. And yes, we see the outcome today, till today. And so if Allah wants something, if Allah's will is there, I have to understand, in the short run, long run, it's going to be better for everybody. And so where does that put us with all the commands of Allah towards us? This is wajib, this is haram, this is wajib, this is haram. But of course, this was the biggest one. And so there's a plan here. Allah has willed, if you live up to that, it's going to do wonders. The same way with Hajar alayhi salam. The same way we have anything that Allah has willed and planned, if we carry it out properly, it will do wonders. Look at this, look. You have Hajj, you have Umrah. Everyone's paying millions of dollars a year to go for these things. Like, who cares? But no. Everyone's in love with Hajj. Everyone's in love with Umrah. Ramadan, I mean, when we're kids growing up, we might not like it too much, but like, you look around, everyone's happy when Ramadan comes. Everyone's decorating the home when Ramadan comes. Why? This is something Allah willed. Throughout the year, if I don't want to eat, it's going to be the worst experience ever. But like, when you know Allah's satisfaction is there, there's a blessing, there's a barakah there. Yeah? And if you're in an Islamic country, even better. It's even more beautiful, right? But even here, when we're a minority within a minority within a minority, yeah, still we get those vibes. We get those good feelings. Ramadan is about not eating though, not drinking. What are you talking about? Allah's will is there. Other examples. In this month of Ramadan, you have the night of Qadr. Who's going to stay up all night? I don't know about how people do it. Personally, sometimes I look at people like, mashallah, I got to go home. Also, although I go home and I'll do my ibadah there if I can, but like, they're doing it together, mashallah. The night of Qadr. Why? Because Allah's will is there. I can go on and on. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. Dude, I didn't see you come into the programs in Ramadan, but I see you on Eid. It's all good. No problem. Yeah? No love lost. It's all right. You get hundreds, if not thousands, for namaz Eid. But it's a namaz. You got to wake up early. Yeah? Still, people enjoy it. Why? Allah's will. Plus Allah says haram to fast on that day, right? The day of Arafah. And so Muharram and Safar are no exception. Allah's will. That is one of the secret ingredients. And so as a result, من أراد الله به الخير قذف في قلبه حب الحسين وحب زيارته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He loves somebody, He puts that love in their heart of Hussein. All right. So now, if Allah's will is there, how is He going to pull it off though? Is He going to just tell us, I have willed this? No. He will look at me, and I'm speaking about me right now personally, say, this guy, he likes to be given rewards. Let me give him a few lollipops for this. Spiritual lollipops. All right? So He will take the rewards up of things. That's what He does. So in Ramadan, why is everyone interested in Quran in Ramadan? We do the math. Like, okay, one verse equals the whole Quran. Like, why not? And so it is a double-edged sword, because after Ramadan, some people might feel like, oh, it's not worth it anymore. That's not good, okay? We should have a talk about that later, inshallah. That's not good, but look, at the end of the day, Allah knows who He's dealing with. He's dealing with us. And so if He's dealing with us, He knows what gets our attention. So if He wills something, this is how He will make it big. He will do it through the rewards. So Quran, Hajj, Umrah, all these things that I mentioned, you will find that there are huge rewards for them. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the same thing for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Hussein, you live forever. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.